From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jordan Wynn. Midwest and Great Plains farmers will face significant financial pressure this year, according to a new economic report. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
After a year of global record production in corn, wheat, and many other crops, prices will continue to drop. That's according to the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, which crunches data for farmers and for Congress. Institute Director Pat Westhoff says big harvests in South America could cut into demand for U.S. crops.
Lots of competition out there, lots of global stocks of grains in particular going forward. So we probably see some more severe pressures on our exports in 2017 and 18.
On the livestock side, cattle, hogs, chicken, and milk prices will also plunge thanks to increased production and a strong U.S. dollar. The good news, researchers say grain prices should see a modest recovery next year. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
A group of transgender students and their supporters traveled to the Missouri Capitol today to lobby against the so-called bathroom bill. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin described the half-hour protest they staged.
Roughly a dozen students blocked the door of a men's room near the entrance to the Senate floor for about a half hour, but no one was arrested. The group then went upstairs and dropped in on the bill's sponsor, GOP Senator Ed Emery of Barton County. His bill would require public school students to use restrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their sex at birth. It also requires schools to provide alternate facilities for transgender students. Emery and the students talked for several minutes, with neither side convincing the other. The measure was heard by a committee a couple of weeks ago, but hasn't gone to a vote yet. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Columbia Office of Neighborhood Services is hosting a volunteer cleanup of Rock Quarry Road this Saturday. The city has fielded many complaints about litter on the road, prompting them to organize the event. This is not the first time the office has organized a cleanup. Neighborhood Services Manager Lee Kotwitz says she hopes events like these create a culture of sensible waste removal.
We, as a society and as a residents of Columbia, need to be more careful that we're not littering our community and each taking our own personal responsibility for that.
The Rock Quarry Road cleanup volunteers will meet at 7:15 Saturday morning in Cape and Park. Missouri's House budget leader is proposing fully funding state K-12 schools next fiscal year. Republican Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick's budget proposal released today includes roughly $45 million more than the GOP Governor Eric Greitens had recommended in basic aid for schools. About $7.8 million of that relies on lottery proceeds. Fitzpatrick's plan also includes $36 million more than Greitens' proposal for school transportation. Fitzpatrick is recommending less money than Greitens for the Department of Social Services, which handles Medicaid. While Fitzpatrick's plan would give the agency more next fiscal year than the current year, it calls for about $236 million less in state, federal, and other funding than what Greitens recommended. Next fiscal year's budget still needs to pass the House and Senate before it can go to Greitens. Jordan Wynn, KBI News, Columbia.